Now, with your eyes closed again, think about a situation in your life when you felt like you're really on a roll. You know the kind of situation I'm talking about, where you just felt incredibly good. You had great feelings, where things were just flowing, and things were effortless. When you thought to yourself, wow, I love this. This is what life's about. I love this. This is it. This is it. This is what life is really about. Can you remember a time like that in your life at any age, young or old, where you really felt like you're in that flow? You thought, this is it. This is what life's about. Think of a situation like that right now. Remember that time. Step back into your mind, back into your body like you were then. And look through your own eyes as you were then when you felt like this is what life's about. And see what you saw. Hear what you heard. What were you doing? What were you feeling? What were the states you were in? What were you experiencing? Yeah, think about it. And tell me, what is it? And was there anything in common with this with some of the other things you wanted to have in your life? The feelings you wanted to have? Maybe you wanted to grow or create or contribute or discover or expand or challenge. What is it? Love. What were the feelings and what were you doing? And then when you get a sense of what that was, then think about this. Think of another situation in your life. Think of a second one when you felt like you were on a roll at some other point in your life, when things were flowing, when you felt this is it, this is what life's about. I love this. Think of another time like that and step into that situation as well. Step into it right now. As you step in that situation, look around, see what you saw then, hear what you heard then, feel what you were feeling then. What was happening in that moment? Not just what you were doing. Notice what you were doing. Were you creating or writing or speaking or communicating or manufacturing something or studying or learning? Or what were you doing? But also, how were you feeling? What were the states you're in? And what were you doing for others if they were involved? Were other people involved? What was the process? How were you being and what were you doing? Feel it in your body. Is there anything that is similar between this and the last experience? Or anything about this that's similar between this and the feelings that you wanted from those things you wanted to be when you were going to grow up? That's it. Notice it and capture not only the idea of this, but the feeling as well. Now, one more time. Think of something else. Another time at any age when you felt like you're on a major roll. Things were really flowing. When you felt incredible. When you felt like, I love this. This is what life's really about. This is it. Think of another situation like that right now. And as you step into that situation right now, notice, what were you doing? What were you creating? What were you sharing? What were you feeling? What were you doing and how were you being? What was the state of mind you were in or feeling you were in or emotion you were in? How did it feel and what were you doing for yourself and others? What's that part? What is that process? What is that experience? And feeling these feelings, think about the purpose of your life. If you were going to say it in a simple phrase, not even paragraphs and paragraphs, simple phrase or a sentence or two, and you're going to write down the purpose of my life is to what? And if you're going to do it, and you're going to have a couple simple criteria. One is it's got to be stated positive. Not the purpose of my life is to stop all the horrible things in the world. No, something positive. Something stated in the positive. And if it was going to be something brief, and if it was going to be something emotionally charged in terms of its words for you, and it has to have how you're going to be as a person and what are you going to do. And it's got to include not just other people, like I'm going to change other people's lives or I'm going to make the world better for other people. You got to be in your own mission statement. You got to be your own purpose statement. You got to be in there too and other people. Don't just have the purpose of my life is for me to be happy because we're all connected. So if it's you and others, being and doing, brief and short, what is the purpose of your life? What is it? Right now, what comes out of your head? Not the right answer, not the perfect answer, just the answer. The purpose of your life is to be and do what for yourself and others? Just say it out loud. Just say it. Don't even write it down at first. If you got pen and paper, then write it down. Purpose of my life is to what? Say it again. Try something. Keep changing it. And if you write it down each time, it'll give you better. So I'd prefer if you wrote it down. But just come up with something. The purpose of my life for me, Tony Robbins, is to serve God and my fellow man by being a powerful, loving, passionate, outrageous, courageous, strong, playful, crazy example of the unlimited possibilities that God gives when you commit your life to service, when you're really focused on contribution. That's what my life's about. I know it. I feel it. I can change the words slightly here and there, but I know the essence of my life. And you've got to know what that is for you. That is what will help you to make the decisions. That'll give you the motivation to get up early and stay up late. That'll make you connect with people in a way you've never connected before. But you got to know what it is. And it's got to be more than just you. You and others got to be brief. It's got to be emotional. It's got to be intense. So go do it right now. Turn off the tape and just start writing like crazy. What is the purpose of your life? And when you write something, write another thing. Cross it out and write another one. And keep writing it better and better until you got something you like, then to turn the tape back on. Go for it. Do it now. The purpose of your life is to what?